Last time on Lawful Stupid.
Yeah, so you guys are heading east, and you're heading towards...
this big waterfall. Yeah,
you're looking for the waterfall.
You guys approach the waterfall area that you're looking for. You climb it, and it sucks. You're able to do it without any rolls, but it is just like fucking mud.
You start feeling the presence of the Grand Magus, but it almost feels like a shadow, like an echo. Yeah, so the three of you eventually have to all get in the riverbed together, and you start walking up this channel. The walls kind of set aglow as you can see fragments randomly and sporadically on the top and on the sides of this like canal. There's like almost like veins of sapphire that are reflecting off the light. And so it's kind of like a white blue look as you guys are moving along and the lights are bouncing.
So pretty.
Sounds very pretty.
Yeah, and so you guys are in the beginning of this canal. One might even, you know, I was thinking about Devin when I built out this portion of the adventure, because you might even call this like the butthole of the mountain, you know?
Why would you think of me? What made you think of that? Of me?
Tight spaces mostly. So you continue up this riverbed, this channel. It's a pretty long walk. How far do you guys go before you are concerned? Like, how long do you walk before you're concerned?
That's a weird question. I think it's like I'm gonna do
for me, Dwayne. Deeper, like three steps.
I think right now, this moment you asked me that is what I'm concerned.
It's just a long walk. I want to know how long do you want to travel before there's concern?
Is there a downward slope?
No, you're pretty much going up an incline, essentially. It waves a little bit, but you are walking uphill for most of this.
Then immediately I'm concerned.
Okay. Do you continue walking or do you do something about it?
Yeah, but I'm just pissed about it.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I think it's
important. There's nowhere else but forward.
Yeah, if water's just kind of, if it's just flowing and there's not a lot of noise, it's just the sound of the water, I would just...
There's no sound of the water.
There's not enough room.
Okay.
What's the overhead clearance look like?
Right. It's about 10 feet.
Oh, I'm riding on warp, then. I don't give a shit.
But again, there's no water. You're just stepping through mud and stone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going. I'd probably be more upset that there's mud than really anything else right now.
Yeah.
Trudging uphill in the mud on slick stones.
In the mud.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't turn out to be like the sewage for the entire town.
Mm.
Could have been that.
Man, that would be a dumb thing to do in a podcast.
It would just it would stink, you know.
Yeah.
So after about 2 hours of this ascent, it kind of levels off, and when it does level off, it almost widens. Like there's walkways that you can kind of walk on, almost like banks. There's like natural banks in the stone that you're able to walk on if you want, or you can continue up the riverbed. But from here, you're able to see, I guess your dark vision goes pretty far. And if you were to send lights pretty far up, you would know that you've got at least another hour or two, of trudging
before you think you're going to see anything meaningful.
That is unfortunate, but I do not see an alternative.
Yeah. No, we just keep on rolling.
Yeah. And so this whole time that you're trudging through mud, the mud of the bank of the riverbed, it's all like juxtaposed against the ceiling and the walls as the lights and the sapphire veins like reflect out. So even though you're like trucking through mud, you're also having this like nice light show thanks to Darlin and the scenario. And after about 2 hours, you guys trudge up and it levels off one more time. And as it levels off this time, you see like an open room. It's about 100 feet on what is the word I'm looking for? On each side, like 100 feet on each side. So, and it kind of domes, not domes perfectly, right? Like the ceiling kind of goes up and it's a little less manicured and more like internal cave, where this canal has clearly been built by water and stuff like that. This is more natural, didn't have the same rough surface to it or smooth surface. There's in the center of that room, there's a large we'll say stage, but it's more of like, it's a small plateau. It's almost like paved, like a paved patio out of these same stones. And then in the center of that is a mirror.
Well, darling, you're the vain one.
Ah, yes.
You're the vain
one. I'll clean off the mud from my boots and the rest of me, just because I'm pretty sure some of it plopped up as we walked along, and take a look in the mirror.
You look into the mirror?
Yeah.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Excellent. 19.
Darn.
Okay. Well, it was on 14, and then it like did the little flip where
it was cocked, dude. Sometimes it does that.
And it's like, front. Yeah.
With a 9, I want everybody but Shane to take off their headphones.
Everyone but Shane. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no. I think this is maybe my first headphones off moment on this side.
How you doing? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
You enjoying the game?
It's pretty good.
I'm going to do like a lot of like aggressive motions.
I feel like I'm watching you out of the side of my eye every time I'm on headphones.
I just ultimately just wanted to just have a moment with you. I miss you. I love you. And then we're going to come back into this. And then they're going to have zero idea what's going on.
Yeah. I'll just play it.
And then I'm going to give Darlin a heads off moment as well.
Okay.
I'm actually not going to do that. So, this has been a cute little time for me and you. And I hope Jen puts a nice little bow on it. Awesome. All right, so darling, with a 9, you look into that mirror and you see the version of yourself before you started this adventure. So you have one tail. You seem a little more flippant as you're like moving around. You can just tell there's just small differences in the mannerisms.
Different outfit? She have more like
it's
her
the
stage
same. It's the outfit
crazy
that you would like perform in, right? Mm-hmm. Like versus your adventuring outfit.
She'll like do the turnabout. It's like, huh? That's strange.
It's pretty off-putting, but yeah, that's what you see.
All right, Ozzy, you're the second most vain. Go ahead.
All right, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Big money, big monies. No whammies, no whammies. 11.
With an 11, Osiris, you look into the mirror and you see yourself 40 years in the future, like an older version of you. And he almost looks defeated, like crumpled, like he never made that big discovery.
Oh, I think this thing's broken.
All right, Gwarp, you're the third most vain.
Gwarp, roll a wisdom saving throw.
Infinity.
You offer these dumb jokes up. I'll process them.
Right. You're a ripped dragon. You have abs.
He rolled a one.
Lady dragons all around you.
Yeah, so for Gwarp... Yep. All right. Last but not least, since we're just carouseling our saves today.
Oh, I'm not checks. Looking at that fucking mirror. I'm not vain at all.
Okay. Sure.
No, I'll look in the mirror.
Yeah, roll a wisdom saving throw.
22.
Everybody but Shane, take your headphones off. So hey, with a 22, when you look into the mirror,
okay.
Yeah, it's a real thing. With a 22, you look in the mirror, and on the other side, you can see a small island. And when I say small, I mean maybe 200 feet side to side, God, like small. Like literally like a small little patch of island. And lying there... on that island is how do I describe that? It's a figure of a woman, and she is like laying on the ground, almost like she's been harmed. Mm-hmm. Like she's holding her stomach, and that's what you can see through the mirror.
Interesting. If I were to reach out to this mirror, could I touch it?
So when you reach out to the mirror and you touch it, it kind of like ripples. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you can pass through it.
Cool. I don't want to go alone. Can we bring those other guys back in?
Yeah.
So I guess you guys see Drake, he kind of reaches out and touches the mirror and it kind of ripples to his touch as if maybe you could pass it around and go, I see an island with a lady on it. She looks hurt.
I'm going to look behind us.
I'm going to try and look like through the mirror.
Yeah, you guys see the same forms of yourselves that I just described. You did see it ripple when he touched it, though.
Y'all just hang on to me or something. I think we're going to go through this mirror.
All right, I'll grab one arm.
Gorp, you hold down the fort. And then all three of us, or I'll step through the mirror with these guys chaining off me.
Yeah, you're able to step through all three of you without issue.
Nice!
Excellent.
When you do, it's important to note when you make it through that mirror, that woman is gone.
And the view was from like 400 feet up, so we are just falling.
She catfished us.
No. Again. No. You're like, you step off onto the small island.
Okay.
And so you guys are now on this island that's maybe 200 feet across. And it seems to be in the center of the ocean.
Well, here we are again.
Does it smell like... because last time we were on an island like this, it had a particular... I want to say a particular smell, or the sand was different or something.
Yeah, you were able to tell that the sand was
that
different.
Was that Gus and Tuk Tuk?
Oh, it was.
Yeah. It was Gus and Paul.
Yeah, it was.
It was Paul. Yeah.
Only Darlene would have known.
Does it have that same vibe? She's like, not again.
Darlene, because you're a Time Lord, I will tell you that you know this. You've been able to put together that this location, the first location in the middle of the ocean that you visited, and the location you were just at are all the same world.
So that weird door, and this location, and the weird room we were in, just all the same world.
They're all on the same world.
She's gonna pick up the sand and just like let it fall out her hands. Like, yep. This is weird. Been here before. And that was truly in the past, I'm pretty sure. At least a version of my past.
And when you were here last time, you just stepped back through the mirror that you came through? Because we are on a deserted island and I miss Quorf.
It was a door.
This one was a mirror.
A different type of door.
A door but made of glass, I see. Glass door.
Through the looking glass, you know?
What do you think we were brought here for? Because there was an injured woman, but now it seems like there might be nothing.
Oh, we can just do a hello. Darlene's just gonna yell that last part out.
I'm gonna start digging, but only a little bit.
you do start digging.
Does anyone have any bones for me to bury? I am a dog man.
That's true. You get about a foot down. There's nothing out of the ordinary.
Just more sand.
Is this island... Right. Do we see the entirety? Is it so small that I see the other side of
it? It's so small that you can see the entirety of it, yeah.
I'm just going to turn in a circle and scan the horizon. Anything on the water?
You see ocean for the entirety of it, except for when you pass and you see the mirror, you can see that cavern room that you were in on the other side, but the rest appears to be ocean.
So we could step back through the mirror if we wanted to. Or the mirror is there still on this side of it.
Yes. Yes. So it's not like you're suddenly stranded.
Let's go back that way and see if when we look back in, I can still see the lady.
Does everybody agree?
You think that's a good idea?
Well, yeah, dude. I don't want to get trapped here because I just saw myself, but you saw another thing, and it feels like we should go back with you.
One moment. The time works funny when you do this, so we all have to go. What if the lady just went into the water?
I mean, if you feel like swimming, go ahead.
No, just Darling's gonna just yell at it again. It's like, hello? Is the sister of the proprietor over out here?
You do that with no response.
I mean, maybe take a lap, do like a little doggy paddle.
I'm not going to go swim out in that. I don't know what kind of creatures live in this ocean.
Well, I already dug, and she's not in the water. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we'll just go right back through the mirror, I guess. There's nothing here.
So all three of you hold hands and go back to the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of it, now that you guys have went through the mirror, you can all look through and see the little island there. And you can see the woman laying there who appears to be hurt.
See, I told you. I wasn't making nothing up. She's in there.
How is she there? But when we get there, she's not there.
I breathe on the glass. I go, and then I write, hello, but backwards.
Olé.
Yeah, you do that.
Maybe she can see this.
But as soon as you touch it, doesn't it go all wavy again?
Yeah, but it's funny that he goes
through.
And then he writes a message. Yeah. Had he not blown, you're right. It would have just. But he fogged it up, so.
Can't walk through fog, idiot.
Yeah, come on.
I should have known. Can you poke just your head through and see if when you poke just your head through that she's there? And if not, then it's just a mirage.
Yeah, I'd love to. Hey, you in
there? Do you poke your head in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. You see the same island that you were on just a minute ago with no lady.
Put my head back out. Yeah, no, it's like it was before.
Is there another side to this mirror, Dwayne, or is it just the glass on the one side? Is there like a backside that's like...
There is a backside to the mirror.
With a reflection, like there's a reflective side on this side too?
Yeah.
What's on the backside?
An island with a woman on the ground.
What if we go in through the backside?
Leave it to Devin to find a way in the backside.
Listen, if a mirror's got a backside, you can go inside of it. Everyone knows that.
Okay, how about this? What if I take one of my healing potions and I slide it through the mirror?
Yeah, you do that.
And then I pull my hand back out. Is there a healing potion on that side in the mirror that I can...
Yes. No, hold on. You put it down. There's no healing potion.
Okay, I reach back through and I grab my healing potion. And now on this side of the mirror, I see my own reflection. And I take the healing potion, take the stopper off, and I hold it next to her mouth, but my reflection in the mirror.
No, it's not. You're not seeing yourself at all. It's a portal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This isn't your puzzle from 5 years ago. 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Is there anything on the floor around us?
There's like rocks and stuff. Nothing like specific. But there's like rocks and, you know, from more accurately, what is it called? Like slate rock that kind of falls in caverns. Sheet rock. There we go.
Like stalagmite?
Yeah, but like not the whole thing, just like pieces of them as they corrode. Yeah, bits of it.
What if one of us goes in? Could be a time thing.
Well, you're the time champion and the most vain. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, sure. So just hop in.
Do we see Darling in the mirror when she hops in?
Yeah, so when you hop in, you would not see Darling.
You still just see
Darling. You would see an empty island.
Is there like a tree on this island, or is it just sand?
There's a couple small like palm trees or whatever, but it's mostly some grass, sand, and a couple palm trees.
I'm going to take out my dagger.
All right.
To etch into one of the trees, DD.
All right, you do that.
Put my hands on my hips. Wait maybe like a minute.
Okay.
And then go back in.
All right, you do that.
While she was doing that, I want to be... Because some minutes have passed for us on the other side of the mirror. I just want to take a quick look around and make sure there's not like a hand mirror, like so, like a key to this mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
You got it. That was a 10, sir.
You look around and you don't find anything else interesting or of note.
Well, I'm glad I checked.
So yeah, Darling, you're back on this side of the mirror with the group.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why, it's none other than scheduling a game, that foul beast. It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly, Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Well, go crazy. A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try. But we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
How long was I gone?
About 2 minutes.
That tracks for you, darling.
I look back in the mirror to the tree I wrote the initials on.
And they're not there.
What if this is a different island? What if it's two very similar looking islands, but when we step through this one, we go to island B, and she's on island A? If I pick up the mirror and move it, does, like, the perspective shift?
Yes.
Can I maneuver the mirror in such a way that I can see the back of this woman?
You can, like, essentially rotate it around the mm-hmm. island. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't, like, move it forward or whatever.
No, I can't zoom in.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just want to move it. Instead of being front-facing, I'm seeing... I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she's got a note on the back of her that says, hey, you got to do the
thing. Is there a place for the crystal anywhere on this mirror?
There is not, like, an insert that you're expecting, like an inlay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you got that lady, though. You got that lady in the crystal. It's lit up, right?
No. All the crystals are blank. We only have a red one right now.
Oh, we only have the red one because that makes sense. Well, put the blue crystal on there. See if you can slurp her up out of that. Slurp her up out of that mirror.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Explain to me what you want to try. Yeah.
I'm just gonna put the crystal on the mirror command.
You put the crystal on the mirror.
Yeah.
The mirror kind of
It ripples as you like touch it. But you know how ripples work, where they go in like a circle and then they kind of refract off of each other? When you press it with the gem, the ripples just seem to go and they never refract back.
What if we just say open and draconic?
I don't think that's the. I don't think every password can be set to password, but I'll say it.
Yeah, and you do. Yeah. You say open and draconic. And you watch as the ripples continue to edge out.
Maybe throw that rock in there. Give the lady a rock back.
Okay, but if we lose the rock, then we lose the rock.
Well, then we'll just walk back in and get it.
Okay. Just put the rock in.
Do you just do you put it in, set it in? Do you toss it in? What do you do?
I will put it in. Like, put arm in.
Yes, so you put your arm in and you set it down in the sand. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys do from here?
If something happens, I guess we go back and get the rock back.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm just like, how long are you guys watching to see if anything happens? Like,
just
before you start just moving.
I mean, I would wait like a full minute of watching the lady and seeing if it's still a static image or if she's going to maybe move.
Yeah.
So if you wait a minute or two as you're watching, occasionally, darling, you can see like very thin strings. We'll say strings from the woman to the gem.
We can see the gem through this through our side of the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great improvement.
Yep.
I got an idea. Let's put the rock closer to her.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'm gonna hop in. I'm gonna pick up the rock.
Right. So, it's important to know you go through this portal, right?
Yes.
And you grab this rock, and it feels the same as it was before. So mm-hmm. Now you want to pick it up and walk it closer to roughly where the woman was?
Yes.
And then set it down?
Yes, and then return.
And then return. Yeah, so you hop back out. And now all three of you see these strings, these strands of like blue light be pulled out of this woman. And you're kind of like watching as that is happening.
So this is definitely a result, and I'm loving that. Just real quick, is this exactly what the Grand Magus wants?
I have no idea.
Okay, I just thought I'd check.
Does it look like she's getting worse?
Yeah, she hurt by
this? She hasn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
Is she just laying there?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for her.
Yeah, me either. Well, she's obviously not in good shape. So maybe she can go into the rock and heal? I don't know, man. Nothing else we did has had any effect.
I want to practice that phrase that I know that I've said before, that it has sucked people into the gyms. Just from my side of the mirror.
Yeah, you do that.
Osiris can often be found practicing speeches in a mirror.
And I don't know, it's just nothing happens, I'm assuming. So does nothing happen after I say that?
Nothing happens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we just watch this. Does the stone, is it like beginning to glow faintly as if it's like absorbing something from her? Or
you can see the strands going from her to the gem, but right now you're not seeing the gem glow.
There's no sort of transference. They could just be connected.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Yeah, I'm with you. There was a dead air, so I filled it.
Is there anything on the mirror? Etchings, markings. Oh, but you know what? Can I tap the mirror and put identify on it? Just find out what the fuck it is?
Yeah, it's a magical portal. You know that it's a magical portal.
Is there anything else about the magical portal? Or is it just a magical portal?
It's laced in chronomancy.
chronomancy.
So this might not even... So this could be a thing that already happened in the mirror? Thing that will happen?
You see that tree over there?
Yeah, I see it.
I put my initials in the tree when we walk in through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not there now.
Correct.
So it needs to go backwards. What if we turn the mirror upside down?
Yeah, do that. I love it.
You turn it upside down,
yeah.
And the image you're looking at flips itself. So it's right side up still.
Darn these phones with their mode.
A lady falls out of the mirror. Zebra.
Yeah, pick it up, shake it.
Alright, the only other idea I've got is I step in there and see if I can fuck with time and make somebody mad.
You step through the portal. And when you do that, you see the gem has a small blue spark inside of it.
Great, I'm stealing the essence of a lady.
It's the same.
What do you do?
Okay, so there's an essence in there.
There's a small flickering blue essence in there.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I've got, Dwayne, is wild ideas at this point. Darling's a Time Lord. She knows time. I don't know time. So she's just going to be throwing darts out at random targets and maybe missing several of them and not even hitting targets. Can she, like, feel the essence and magic of when that is existing and turn back time?
No.
Darn it. Don't have enough power yet.
You tried.
Well, we've tried everything.
Well, she's still on the island, and the gem's still in the center of the island with an essence in it.
On our side, in the mirror, do we see a faint spark of essence inside the gem?
No. So what do you do, darling? You're the one on the other side of the mirror.
Oh, take the gem and come back.
Yeah, when you take the gem and come back, you come back through and you have this sapphire with a small blue spark in it, like a swirling essence. The mirror, the picture in the mirror, stays the same. You can see those lines moving from her to the gem.
Is the gem still? Do we still see an image of the gem in the mirror, even though Darling has it in her hand?
Yep.
Interesting. Does anybody think there's a chance that you got to put it back and we just didn't wait long enough? Because if that's dumb, I'll hear it.
I have no other ideas.
Because you got a little bit.
Yeah.
If we leave it there, we'll get the whole thing.
Well, hopefully not killing her.
Yeah, we're just putting her in the stone so we can get her out.
This is the best idea we've got. Uncle, put it back.
Is that always Wex?
Alright, you go put it back.
And this time we wait.
This time, okay. Yeah. She's just going to lay down on the ground.
Yeah. After about an hour and a half of you guys just watching this mirror, you start to see a very small tinge of light begin to build up in that gym.
Hey! I think it's working.
How long are you going to wait?
Long rest.
I mean, I think we wait until ostensibly the lady in the image is no longer there and there's just a glowy rock, right? I mean, that's my thought. I'm throwing it out to my two fellow compatriots here if you guys think that's a good idea.
The only thing I've got is reach out to my patron. Because he's a brother.
Okay.
So you're gonna reach out to him. From which side of the mirror? Like the side you're already on?
The side we're already on.
Okay. Yeah. Roll a religion. And if you get a natural one, you get Scientology.
16.
Yeah.
That's Judaism.
Yeah. That's, actually, 16 is Christianity. So with a 16, you call on your patron. What does that look like for you, for Darla?
I think she will just sit down, cross-legged, just close her eyes, and just kind of like feel the ground and the dirt and just the world around her, since it's mostly tapping into Fae and Fae-adjacent stuff. Just kind of be like, trying to work on your mission, and I found your sister instead. Please help.
There's a silence that kind of falls over the world around you as it goes grayscale. And before you, in a dapper suit, stands a small goblin. And he says, what do you want?
I found your sister.
He kind of looks around. Where's she at?
In the mirror.
He walks over, he looks at it and goes, huh. So she is.
However, every time we go in through the mirror, she's not there.
He walks over to Darling and says, you don't see it? And he like looks up at her because he's smaller.
No. There's the gem in there, but I don't want to hurt her.
He kind of sidesteps and looks at the mirror and looks at you and says, yep, lower down. I'll show you.
Yeah, she'll lower down.
And he looks at Darling and he knocks on her head like four times. Now, I can't believe you can't look at that until it's a different time.
It is a different time. I know that.
Great. What are you confused by then? It's the past.
She's gonna like rub her face. Well, I need her now.
She's pretty much... That's not a good look for her.
Well... do we just not save her and just leave her there?
What happens if you go through the mirror?
There's nothing there. I'm pretty sure it's the future.
But you go there and there's like a... There's just a gem there?
Yeah.
And it's glowy. What happens if you bring it back?
The gem exists here and it also exists in the mirror.
What's the gem look like? Is it still empty or is it glowing on the other side?
It's
empty
glowing.
Here?
What does that mean?
I don't... What? Can you just bring it to me?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's gonna go do it.
Yeah, you go through, you pick up the gem, and you step back through.
How does that everyone else? How does that look for everyone else? Is it still grayscale?
It's a momentary... It's like a time pause for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll bring it back.
And you come back, and his face is from this, like, snarky, like, face to just, like, shocked. Can I see that? And he kind of puts his hand out.
Yeah, you can see it. You can even hold it. And she'll put it right in there.
He looks at it and says, oh, thank God. She's not dead. But this is her ember. There's not much left of her.
We might be able to save her if we can get the other dragons together.
Okay, so you want us to just let that continue taking her essence? And I would like to bargain for at least one more month to go get the others if I have to go do this.
Well, my point here is that that's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This gem is the present.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no body. There's nothing else for the gem to take. It's got what it can get.
So we basically stole a spark of her from the past and brought it into the future.
You basically put it in there to siphon what it could, mm-hmm. and then you find the completed product of that. Because when you travel through it, the time passes.
Mm. Okay, would you consider this fully baked, I guess?
I mean, it seems like that's all that is left of her in the mirror is this tiny little ember of herself.
Okay.
The amount of pain she must have been holding on. What?
Okay, then. So what, gather the other dragons?
I didn't say that at all. I said if we do that, we could save her. I want to know what happened to my brother.
But working on that, I was hoping to get a hold of her to solve that part.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm feeling generous. I'll give you another week.
I'd like two. It's an even number.
Yeah, and I'd like my brother back.
We're working on it.
Work on it.
All right, another week then.
Perfect. Thank you, Tia. You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands you the gem back.
Thank you.
You'll need that, not me. Until next time, Tia. Goodbye. It's a pleasure.
And he like snaps, and you find yourself back there, and now you're holding a gem. And for you guys, it just kind of appears.
She'll hold the gem up. Show it to the other two.
My mouth's all dry like it was held open for a prolonged period of time.
No, I'm sorry. I guess that kind of happens. Anyway, this is done.
Oh, hooray. We gotta send the Grand Maguses.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Darling.
Shane.
World builders. Building a better world. You can be a part of that. If you roll for humanity, just like we do, and are going to do right now. You rolled a 15. 15 of our dollars heading over to world builders. Trying to make this world a little bit more built. If you want to help us, get rolling them dice, fools.
Yeah, we pity the fool that doesn't roll dice.
Correct. Mr. T, as sponsor of Level Stew. An official sponsor.
That's right.
I can't wait for you to cease and desist.
Yep, that'll be great. And I pity the fool that keeps using Mr. T references. Yeah, and so that leads us to our would you rather question. Back on track this time. So my question is, would you rather have hair grow pretty much across most of your body, or no hair at all across your entire body?
Well, I already lived the first one, so.
Well, no, it's like, it's uncomfortable, right? It's going to be on the back of your hand.
Yep.
But I'm thinking thick. It's almost like chimpanzee fur on the other side.
What about your palms? Like, would that...
No, you only get hairy palms if you masturbate. Did you grow up in the South?
The fantasy laser hair removal. I don't want to be this hot and sweaty all the time.
Okay, so Shane wants to be naked as a newborn baby.
Yep.
Same.
Yeah, I'll be so fucking aerodynamic.
Yeah. Alright, cool. So I wanted to know.
What about you, Dwayne?
Yeah, probably naked baby. Like,
I like how this evolved from like being bald to like being, would you rather be hairy or a naked baby?
You're absolutely hairy. This is this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool. Well,
do I have eyebrows? Hold on, time out. Do I have eyebrows?
No.
No, you have no hair.
Yeah, no hair.
No hair.
You can get them tattooed on.
No hair or you're a wolf man. You pick.
Yeah. Without the benefits of being a wolf.
Or you're Robin Williams. Left nipple.
Okay.
Notoriously hairy Robin Williams left nipple.
As we always say, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.